Blog Talk Radio.
Remember us. Thank you. Thank you for your promises.
Thank you.
Call them, Lord, here to the prayer line.
Lord,
and to your remember the promises. Oh God. We just rejoice in you, Lord. Rejoice in you. You said you would supply our every need.
Yes.
You promised us you would.
Lord,
and we thank you because you do.
Thank you.
Lord, you said whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and we bind the enemy here on earth. He's bound in heaven. Thank you. We believe your word. It shall not return void. And we look to you, Lord, which cometh our help. Our help cometh from you. And thank you for bless everywhere. Everywhere. Lord, bless everywhere.
Thank you.
We praise you. We glorify you. We rejoice in you. We give you all the adoration and all the praise. Thank you. Yes. God, you said in Genesis 12 and 2, bless them who bless you, who bless your people. And he will curse those who curse your people. Thank you. We bless your people, Lord. Give us divine wisdom so we can be a blessing to them. And we delight ourselves also in you, Lord. And you said you would give us the desires of our heart. We commit our ways unto you, Lord. And we trust in you. You said you would bring things to pass. And we thank you for it.
Thank you.
And above all things, that we would prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. And we claim that prosperity in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you.
Thank God. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Good morning to all of y'all. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. Let's lift our voices in just a moment. Give God praise. I wonder, do you have a high praise to give to him? He deserves a high praise because he woke you up this morning and started you on your way. Look out there. You see?
Yes,
do you hear me? You can hear? Folks can't even move. This morning they can't even move, some of them. Here you are able to give God some praise. Why don't you give him some praise this morning? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord
Thank you. Thank you. Thank all of you on the prayer line. God bless you and you. And we thank you for helping us give God some praise. Some of y'all, don't hesitate. Say praise, check. That's your time.
Yeah.
Go ahead and on the level where your praise is. And that's pretty good level this morning.
Hallelujah.
Back in the morning, pretty good level. Thank God for
Lord,
it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Praise him for what he's done for you in your life. We praise him for what he's done. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank
I'm
going to
thank you,
thank you,
to get my music. Amen, back. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You've been mighty good.
Thank you.
God is so good, so kind.
Yeah.
Well, I'm ready to just hear some praise checks and also, I'm sorry, some praise reports this morning. And then later on we get the prayer requests. But let's go for those praise reports and, amen, I plan maybe to teach tomorrow. Amen. But I want us to get those praise reports. Has God been good to you? Dr. Stern, are you there? Can you get those praise reports for us?
Yes, sir, Dr. Johnson, I will. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning,
first.
Good morning.
I don't know, Dr. Johnson, the volume is not as strong as it normally be. I don't know if we're not close to the microphone. I don't know if you all hear me well, but I know it's just a tad bit little low this morning in the volume, but I'm sure God will bring it where it needs to be. But we certainly want to greet the body of Christ, a First Fruit Prayer Line family, this morning, which is the 18th day of March, and we honor God in the land of the living. That's a blessing and a praise report all by itself, because I'm sure somewhere over this world somebody has brought a report that somebody expired overnight of this morning. But thank God that we are here, and that's why we want to give God his due benevolence and give him the praise. And I certainly want to start out by saying I certainly thank God for waking me up this morning, clothing my right mind, and giving me a bill of good health. Amen. Praise the Lord. Been away and back, been away and back, and went to Florida and back, and from Florida's weather to Illinois weather, it was almost like a shock to my system, but thank God it was not a shock unto death. And I thank God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. I was in a woman's retreat this past weekend with my church banner, Monument of Faith, the church women ministry, and had a tremendous time in the Lord. And even when you're having a tremendous time in the Lord, you can still get burned out and need to be replenished. But thank God I got replenished, but I got tired. Amen. But I'm not tired running for the Lord. So I thank God for that. And I want to thank all of you for the prayers for my husband, and keep praying for us, amen, as we go and grow stronger in the Lord. Yes. So let me rephrase it. I'm so excited about the Lord, so let me regroup my words, amen. I know it's someone on the prayer line this morning that have a praise report, so we're opening the line for you, and you are on the line.
Oh, praise the Lord with me. This is Dr. Lacey. I know you probably have missed me for a few days off of the prayer line, but I want to tell you this morning that God brought me back. I was in the hospital in critical care at the Victory Hospital here in Waukegan. I was going to the funeral, and I discovered that I was not breathing right, so I went to the doctor, and he sent me to Victory. And when I got there, they take an x-ray and found out that my blood pressure was 250 over 175. And they put me right in the hospital, and I stayed there. I want you to know that God blessed me, and on yesterday was my 76th birthday. And I thank God that I'm back at home, and I'm doing great. And I praise the Lord with you for everyone. I would have been on the prayer line on yesterday, but the medicine that the doctor gave me, I overslept. But I thank God this morning that he has blessed me. Every time the enemy think he's got me, God sets up a plan to trip him. I tell you, he's been after some of us on this prayer line, but I thank God that I'm okay this morning, breathing well, and God has allowed me to see again another birthday. God bless each of you this morning. I'm glad to be back on the prayer line again.
Well, praise the Lord. It's so good that the praise report is a positive praise report, that God did it one more time. And we thank God that he took you in and brought you out. That's the kind of God we serve. And we certainly want to say happy birth to you.
Yes, God.
Yes,
happy birthday.
Yes,
actually, my husband that told me it was your birthday because he's one of your friends on the Facebook, and he said he sent you a birthday greeting, and in behalf of First Fruit Family, your First Fruit Family prayer line, we certainly say happy birthday to you. It's never too late to say happy birthday, no matter whether the day has passed. You still live through the event, and so we say thank God that you live to see, I believe you say 76. Amen. That's a blessing all by itself. And I thank God that you have lived in the land of the living, still declaring the work of the Lord. And that's a blessing. God is not through with you yet, Dr. Lacey. So be encouraged from all of us. All right. Is it anyone else with a praise report this morning? You are on the line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What
else?
Mr. Peterson. I thank and praise God for waking me up last night. Waking up this morning, kept me out through the night. I thank and praise goodness and grace. I thank you on Sunday, you met me throughout the church and I slipped the day out. And I thank and praise God for that. God is good. I thank and praise him all the time.
Well, God bless you, Sister Peterson. What a good praise report you gave this morning. You sound much better, and we thank God for the strength and for the testimony, for the praise report. Someone else this morning, praise report.
Hello,
praise report.
Sister Lucille.
God bless you, Sister Lucille.
How are you doing, Doctor? I just want to thank the Lord, because on yesterday, I want to first give honor to God, my pastor, Bernard Johnson, Mother Johnson, and Lady Betty, and all the saints on the prayer line. And on yesterday, I had to go and pay my rent. And when I went to pay my rent, I always carry my bills in my purse. And when I got there, my landlord asked me for my water bill because my water bill had been outstanding. And he was sitting there, and his secretary was writing out my receipt for my rent, and while he was looking at my water bill, and I looked up, and this man was writing me out a check for my water bill because my water bill was really outstanding. And I just want to thank the Lord because that was really a blessing to me, because my bills, I'm the only one paying bills, and he wrote me out a pretty nice check for my water bill. And I just thank the Lord for that. And I just want the saints to continue to pray my strength in the Lord. Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord. That is, I could shout with you on that one. Amen. Praise the Lord that the Lord will, he will provide. Amen. Praise the Lord, and he will bring blessings your way. God bless you. Be encouraged, Sister Lucille, because the best still is yet to come. That's a praise report.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Anyone else this morning with a praise report?
Good morning. Good morning to everyone on the prayer line. This is Mother Digby. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his to me. I thank him for how he healed my body so many times. I thank him for how he brought my daughter through this aneurysm, and she had the surgery, and how she's doing better, look like every day. I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for supplying all of my needs. I just thank the Lord for being so good. I thank the Lord for each and every one of you. I thank the Lord for Dr. Johnson. Mother Johnson, I enjoyed her so much when she brought the message, and I'm just thanking God for their teaching on the Holy Ghost, because we ran into a spot, looked like it was just everywhere, when people thought when they accepted Jesus, they had it all. But I thank God for them bringing this message and letting people know that there's higher heights and that they do need the Holy Ghost.
Well, God bless you. God bless you. We thank God that you didn't keep your lips closed in reference to your beautiful daughter, Jacqueline Williams. I never forget her because I prayed for her with you. We did the First Fruit Prayer Line, and I feel your spirit lifted up because your daughter, amen, is on her way to full recovery, and you're giving God the glory and the praise, and God bless you is our prayer. Anyone else this morning with a praise report? I tell you, we've been saying when the praises go up, the blessings come down. I know what God can do through giving him the glory, giving God the glory. I know God has done something for you. Amen. Anyone else this morning?
Good morning.
Linda Sparshy, 801. I just want to thank God and thank Dr. Johnson and Mother Johnson, Mother Betty, everyone on the prayer line. I thank God for what he's doing in my life. He just keep on blessing me over and over and over again. And I just want to thank the Lord and thank the prayer line for praying for my grandson. He's doing much better.
Amen. It's the grandson that had the operation. Amen.
Yeah, on
last
the hip operation.
Mom, I remember because we prayed for him. Amen.
Yeah.
And I God, amen. I rejoice with you in that. Amen. I rejoice.
You.
I told you, going to walk better and look better and feel better. And God bless you. You're the grandmother God for grandmothers that still pray. Amen. And you be encouraged in the Lord. Amen. We're with
you
in your prayers. Amen. And I do believe that I heard Mother Johnson, Adelie Johnson, on the line, and we're going to definitely, amen, clear the line for our mother of the nation, Mother Johnson.
God bless you, Dr. Sterren, and to our leader, Dr. Johnson, and his companion, and all the people of the Lord tonight, this morning. I'm just so delighted to be on the line. Lord gave me a good night's rest, and I just thank God. I thank God because I can sleep and rest. And I thank God because he woke me up early this morning, around 5 o'clock, and I'm just happy and glad to be a part of you. I feel that we are joining our forces together, and that's what the Lord wants us to become as one people in the Lord. I'm thanking God because he keep me going on and keep me alive. And I thank God. And I'm asking you to pray for Mother Johnson because I mean Jesus all the way, going all the way with Jesus all the way. I need your prayers. My breath is a little short this morning. But I thank God because he's keeping me going on. Pray for Mother Johnson that God might get the glory out of my life.
Well, praise the Lord, Mother Johnson. It's not that God might get the glory. God is getting the glory out of your life. Amen. It's so when I hear your voice, it gives me a special energy in my spirit to hear the mother of the nation, amen, who is, amen, is teaching on the Holy Ghost, can teach on anything, amen. She teach on tithes, Holy Ghost, holy living, amen, correct, and still love us. And we thank God for you, and I'm certainly, we will be praying, amen, for your voice or whatever it is the enemy trying to attack any of us in. Just know when we in God, the enemy brings his attacks, but it's, amen, the power of the word that we put on the devil to flee him. God bless you, Mother Johnson. We just want you to know we love you so much, and we thank Dr. Johnson and First Lady Betty and all your family for allowing them to let them share you with us. We thank God for you. A lot of people that are in their age, their parents try to shun them away from people and try to hold them, but you're full of the Holy Ghost, and can't nobody hold you down. God bless you is our prayer. Is it anyone else that has a praise report this morning?
Yeah, this is Sister Jerry.
Sister Jerry. I heard her voice first, not shunning anyone, but we will hear from you, Sister Jerry.
Okay, my praise report this morning is I thank God. My granddaughter, she texted me one morning to tell me that she was going to court for a baby to get her back, because the godmother is keeping her. She's been had her for 3 years. And so when she went, she asked me, I need a prayer this morning. I said, well, okay, I'll call up a couple of my prayer warriors. So I called Sister Mays and I called Dr. Pfeiffer, and all three of us was agreeing on the same thing. And I want you to know that she gets her baby back in 5 months. She would keep
well,
her baby
look
with
at,
her.
Oh, my God. God can
yes.
do it. Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
He can.
Work
and again, amen. I'm doing the same thing with one of my young daughters, not my birth daughter, but spiritual daughter in my ministry.
Right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That they took her. She just had a baby last week, and they took her baby from her. But I still believe the report of the Lord. Amen.
Yes,
praise the Lord. She will get the baby back as the Lord turns her life around. That she will be able to take care of her baby. So I know that's a touching thing, but thank God again for grandmothers, amen, and mothers that know how to get prayer warriors to pray one for another, amen. It's strength, unity, amen, and thank God that that is a good praise report, because no one want to see their seed destroyed, because the Bible say the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Thank God for the word, amen. Amen. Anyone else? I heard another. Come on. Praise report. Praise report.
Mother Britt from North
Mother
Carolina. Hey, good morning to the prayer line. Everybody on the prayer line. And I just want to thank God. Yesterday I went to the, I had an MRI taken last week. And I went yesterday and got my report. And they said only it's nothing but arthritis and pinched nerve in my back, because I was having pains in my leg. But it was, they didn't find anything else wrong. So I'm grateful for that, because I realize the Lord can help me to live through that, and I know he's able to heal, and it feels, it is doing much better. I just thank God for the report I got, and I'm just trusting the Lord for all he already has done and what he's going to do. And I do thank God for this prayer line. May God bless all of you, Dr. Johnson and his mother, Dr. Stern, and all y'all on the prayer line. I'm just grateful for you. Continue to lift me up in prayer. May God bless each and every one.
God bless you, Mother Brett, because you sure have a spirit for knowing that you will be delivered. As we grow older, these things will come, but yet it's God will bring us out of them. Amen. Arthritis, bursitis, hip problems, back problems, whatever it is, I have a over myself, but with prayer and the right diet, amen, I see change coming, amen, and change is coming your way. Thank God it wasn't worse, amen. That's just a light affliction, amen, amen,
amen.
Praise the Lord. Dr. Johnson, do you want me to go on? Amen, praise the Lord.
I want to thank you so much, and I appreciate you so much for doing a wonderful job.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson, amen. Did you do what I asked you to do yesterday, Dr. Johnson?
Hey, amen. We're going to do that today, Dr. Stern. We had so many things on us, but thank you so much.
Talking about that, I'm talking about my call I gave you yesterday. Did you get your gift?
Hey, amen. We haven't been there yet. We had so many things on us.
All right. Amen. God bless you. Back in your hands.
And I want to thank you for the gift, Dr. In advance, we appreciate it so much. And all of you who have sent gifts, we appreciate them so very much. The Lord bless you and keep you. I want to say to those who have birthdays this month, we do. They have the birthday to you, Dr. Lacey. We mentioned your birthday on yesterday. And again today, happy birthday to you.
And, thank you.
To others who have birthdays, we certainly don't want to leave you out either. And the Lord bless you and keep you. Just let us know if you're having a birthday this month, because we certainly cherish you and thank God for you. All right? All of you on the prayer line, this is a good time not only to give praise, but also to make your prayer request known. Sister Sheila, if you're there, get ready, because I'm going to ask you to get those prayer requests for us from area code 860. Amen. Is so good. And if you have a prayer request, we certainly want you to to make it known, as I say all the time, this is not it's not a gossip line. We just want to know how to pray specifically for you. Mother Britt, we do pray for you right now. Father, I know you're a miracle worker.
Yes, Lord.
Asking you to look on the soldier of the cross, Mother Britt. And I pray that you send healing virtue to all the joints and heal this woman. That the resurrection blood of Jesus, which is alive, not through the auspices of Jesus Christ, that blood, has life in it, and we get our life through the blood of Jesus. I pray right now that you look on Mother Britt, that the resurrection blood of Jesus go through there.
That I'm requesting prayer for my mom and I. We're sick. I have what the doctor, he thinks is arthritis in my neck, shoulders, legs, and I'm just requesting prayer, and I know God is a healer, and I know he can heal and deliver us.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Bernita. Is this your first time calling?
No. I'm on the line all the time. Most of the time, I just have the phone on mute.
All
and
right.
A couple of times, I did try to speak, but I guess I was muted out.
All right. Well, God bless you and pray.
I have spoken to Dr. Bernard Johnson over the phone before.
Okay. Real good. Praise God. Amen. God is adding to the prayer line. And don't forget, always call someone and let them know that the prayer is going on. Amen. Call someone you've never called before and let them know. They might.
I did that on yesterday.
I
should have a
line
coming on sometime this week.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for joining us then. And we just also, too, welcome our first-time callers, and we want to know if any of them have a prayer request they would like to make known unto the Lord. God bless you. If you're there, shout it out.
Thank you, Jesus.
Any first-time callers have a prayer request? Praise God. We are about at our limit right now, and we will begin to pray. If there's someone on the prayer line that would like to pray for Mother Johnson, shortness of breath, Sister Peterson, and Dr. Lacey, you may do so at this time. Anyone on the prayer line that would like to pray?
For those three, Mother Johnson, Sister Peterson, and Dr. Lacey.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Praise your name this morning. Oh, God, we come before you right now with a broken and a contract, a spirit before you that we lift off voices before you first with a spirit of forgiveness that we come before you this morning that you ask that you will forgive us of anything and everything that we've done before you that was not pleasing in your sight. And God, we just know that you will honor it, oh God, because we come with a grateful heart this morning. We come lifting up, oh God, First Fruit Prayer Line family this morning in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. And God, we're at the point of prayer this morning because it is the prayers of the righteous that availeth much. And oh God, we lift up Mother Adley Johnson this morning. Your faithful and humble servant, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the mother of the nation and the mother of to Dr. Bernard Johnson and others. And God, we pray right now and we come asking you, oh God, to, oh God, whatever the enemy meant for evil, you meant it for her good. And God, we pray right now for healing, oh God, for her short breathness, oh God. I know it's a light affliction, but God, we would not wink our eye to it, oh God. We will lift her up this morning that you, oh God, will heal her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. We loose it right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, the blood of Jesus rebuke you this morning.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost, that the woman of God has taught on the Holy Ghost. And we know that the enemy comes, oh God, to try to steal, kill, and destroy. But you told Peter that I prayed for you, that your faith failed you. And God, her faith will not fail her. Her faith, oh God, is increased. And we believe you, oh God, that you have already done it. But you just want us to recognize that you are the healer in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father Johnson, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for the woman of God that sit in the midst of us, oh God, that is, oh God, the steering for us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for Mother Johnson, and we know, oh God, that it's already done. And now, God, we lift up, oh God, Mr. Peterson, right now, in the name of Jesus. God, we believe you, oh God, that neuropathy will pass. We believe you, oh God, arthritis, bursitis, all is down on the inside, God, that it's going to be manifested to be a praise report in the name of Jesus. You don't want nothing to lay dormant, Lord God. You want it to come forth. And God, like you spoke to Adam and say, come forth. We come right now, God, and we speak to her. Speak to this situation and say, come forth in the name of Jesus. Come forth from deliverance. Come forth from hiding. Come forth, oh God, and be thy heal in the name of Jesus. Touch Mother Sister Peterson's mind and her heart. Let her heart not, and neither let it be afraid. For God, for some time I feel that fear come upon her. And God, you said in, you've not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of peace and of a sound mind. And give her a sound mind, Lord. And let her pray the prayers, oh God, over her spirit and over her body and over her mind. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we, oh God, that she will come forth with a praise report that you have done it in the mighty name of Jesus. We touch and agree this morning. And now, God, we for Dr. Lacey, but we want to first thank you for Dr. Lacey, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God, that you have done it again. You have healed her over and over again. And God, every healing you give her, we give you a thank you, Jesus. And we thank you right now, God, that you are keeping us the blood of Jesus, and thank God that she know who you are. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we that you brought her to another year, Lord God. We thank you for that. Lord, the unspoken prayer request that she got laying at the feet of Jesus. Oh, God, again we pray that it will be openly revealed because you're going to answer her prayer, and she will give you the glory